myocardial injury, myocarditis as it's called, is stunningly more common than has been thought of recently. The background should normally be 1 in 1 million persons might have myocarditis. The fact is that both in the US military and in studies being done in Thailand, in each setting, it is proving out to be from 17 to 24%, an average roughly in both settings of 20%. A 20% occurrence of myocarditis proven by echocardiogram and proven by thallium scan and proven by echocardiographic changes with prolongation of PR interval are occurring in 20% of persons who have been given the COVID vaccine. 20% means 20 per 100, which means 200 per 1,000, which means 200,000 per million. 200,000 out of every million people that get the COVID vaccine will have electrocardiographic and other evidence of myocarditis, which means heart damage. People who have myocarditis live, 50% of them, for only 5 years. 50% will not have that terrible result, but 50% will die within 5 years. That's a medical fact. So we have taken a condition that should exist in 1 in 1 million people and turned it into a condition for 200,000 out of 1 million people. And 100,000 of them will die within 5 years because that is what happens with myocarditis. And we have allowed that to happen because we have allowed a vaccine that is cardiotoxic to be put into our system. I'm extremely sorry to tell you this fact, but fact it is. God bless us all. This is Dr. Chris Alan Shoemaker from Toronto, Canada.